The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
God, there's 1 million things to do at the end of the school year. Like, couldn't we have spaced stuff out a little bit more?
No, we bury this month so fast because we are all nose to the ground, trying to get through, trying to do the work. But I don't know about anybody else. I've never felt more behind. I've never felt more failed. I've never felt more exhausted. No. I can't keep up with the permission slips. Everywhere I turn, Eleanor is like, can you please sign this permission slip? And I'm like, I don't know. Can you just sign it for me?
Delilah's getting twos in math. She's been a 3-4 student the whole time.
I get twos in math.
But here's the thing. She can do it. She's good at it. She's way better at math than I was. Like, so she's adding like 75,325 to another 70,000 whatever number. And they don't do it like we did it. You don't start at the end
forward.
New
math.
I can't help you with this.
Yeah.
I can't help you with this. And then so I asked Dash to help her, and he's he's 11. He doesn't have the patience required to do it.
Well, Finn likes to help, but he likes to do a lot of this first. You don't know how to do it? That's so easy.
I know.
I was doing that in second grade.
That's what he said. He goes, well, maybe I hear her bawling. I go, what'd you do? He goes, well, she wasn't, I explained it to her, and then I said she had to do it on her own to learn it. And I'm like, that's not what I asked you to do. Like, he was cleaning the kitchen. I go, I'll clean the kitchen. You go explain new math to your sister.
Yeah.
And then all I hear is like screaming.
Wow, he's clean. I think you're burying the lead. He was cleaning the kitchen. Finn would be like, I'm going to play Fortnite. I don't need to help her with anything.
Well, yeah. It was
a fail.
It wasn't like, you know what I noticed is the kitchen needs clean, because I'm literally the only person.
Literally, I laugh so hard. I will be the first to admit, because I think of where we live and like, we have chores for our kids, but they are so baseline.
Oh my gosh.
They are so baseline. And I go, Finn, you're going to load the dishwasher tonight. He's like, you mean I got to put the dishes in there and I have to organize the way they go in? And I go, that's called loading the dishwasher. And also, let me remind you that you have to rinse the dishes. I'm sorry. You have to make sure all the food is off of the plates before you put the plates into the dishwasher. And then you're going to also put a pod in the dishwasher where the plates are. And then you're going to shut it and press start. And my son is writhing in pain.
Hey, Finn, like, I'm not saying it's easy.
Seriously, I have to do homework. Like, you can't like make me do work before my homework. And I'm like, watch me. I pay for your school and I need the help. And you're going to do this goddamn chore.
I remember when back in my day, the first thing that I had, like your room being clean, foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
Forget doing anything, including like eating dinner until your room was cleaned up.
Yeah.
That goes away if your parents get divorced because your mom can't manage all the moving parts. But
not so, like, not a terrible side effect.
No. So like I remember having to like just my room had to be clean. I had to learn how to like fold and put stuff away in the right places.
Yeah.
Like, I remember getting, like, one of the worst in troubles I ever got was, like, cramming my Easter hat into a drawer instead of, like, putting it in there nice.
Oh, I remember my cousin Jake was visiting from Colorado. That's a big deal. He was 2 years older than me.
Yep. Oh, boy.
We were going to go see Karate Kid in the movie theater. Yep. By the way, Central City only had a working movie theater in my childhood for like 2.5 years.
Sounds like it might have been 86.
Right. Something like that. 84. And I was like, shit, we got to capitalize when we can because the theater is open, the state theater, which is now reopened and I love it.
Plus, they're coming from a fancy state.
Right. So I'm like, my cousin Jake's here. We're living on the farm. He's seen the pigs. He understands how cool this is. But now we're going to go to a movie. We're going to go see Karate Kid, which everybody had been talking about. And my mom was like, we're not going until your room is clean. And I just want you guys to understand that was not a priority to me ever. So I took everything. I mean everything, Jen. And I shoved it into the hall closet, which was not my closet because I thought
she would
mom would check the closet. So I put it into her like,
Like the towel closet? Yes. Oh, shit. Yeah.
So I shoved everything in there. And I'm talking like food wrappers.
Oh, no.
Name it. I shoved it in there.
You know she had to go in there and make sure that the towels were all folded nice for the company.
I didn't see that coming.
Okay.
So she goes through my room and she goes into my room and she goes like this. Mm. And then she opens the closet going like, I know what I'm going to find in here. It's going to be a total mess. And she gave me a look like this. Like, I'm so proud of you and so surprised. And then I was like, oh no. And then she walked into the hallway and I remember the doors were like,
get buried in.
Well, the doors were supposed to be shut all the way, but they were like kind of V'd out. So I was like, oh. And so she goes, why is the linen closet? And then opened it. And it was like a movie, like my Garfield, everything fell out. Every pair of underpants.
Even have hockey sticks.
You know, my cousin's there. My panties are coming out. Oh, it's like my Thursdays are out. My, all of it's falling out. And my mom was like, you're not going to the movie. And the difference between my mom and me is my daughter and my son, they get too many words in. They negotiate. I've allowed that though. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a parenting misstep. There was no negotiating with my mom. She was like, oh, you're not going to the movie. And I was like, what? I mean, it was not a conversation. You're not going to the movie. There was no like, well, I'll give you one more chance. It was like, you're shit out of luck. You had a job to do. You didn't do it. You're in deep shit.
Look, you're talking about it now. My husband, one of his big memories was he didn't eat his lima beans at dinner. And they go, you're not going to go to Herbie the Love Bug Rides again if you don't eat your lima beans. And sure enough, they called a babysitter and he sat home with himself. And the babysitter, well, they all went to the
speaks
movie
volumes,
theater.
Man. My mom took my cousin and did not take me. And I was furious.
Sure.
Who knew? Later, I would go on to watch The Karate Kid, and all of my love juices would start that moment.
Might have been the best with the family.
Probably the best with family. Be weird when I'm like, you know, writhing on my seat, going like, Johnny, who's that? And I had my mullet. It was great.
But you look at that lesson in teaching your responsibility, and like besides cleaning the room, I had to dust the whole house.
Yeah, dusting sucks. And was it your dad's underpants? Because that's what my mom did. Cut the freaking elastic off my dad's underwear, and that's what you dusted with. I was like, this pocket is friendly and convenient. Nope,
where the wiener
comes out. Like, I'm putting my hand in there like, whoa,
But you know, they are good for cleaning.
And my mom, I was like, this is shit I'm going to go to therapy
for. You know what also works is t-shirts.
Yeah, so my mom would cut up old t-shirts and underwear.
Yeah, maybe make a mop out of old underwear or something. But
she
I
think there was a part of her that was like, this is kind of funny. And she's got it coming.
My brother used to have to vacuum. And then oh my God.
Your mom has a lot of shit to dust, might I just say.
She is.
She's
so
a woman
much.
Of.
But actually then when they got divorced, we had like zero furniture.
Well,
so it
great.
Wasn't that bad. But I did it. My brother had to help with the yard. So he would have to mow. And I don't, you know, the lawnmowers of the 80s are the home inkjet printers of the 2000s because they never fucking worked.
Ever.
Anybody have a lawnmower that ever worked?
No. And we all know someone who, I don't know, lost a finger
trying to get the shit out of the blade. Or it's stuck because it's all wet and stuff. You have some kid who's trying to like push like this huge mower over a wet
grass.
And they
did not care.
Like a foot tall.
And you always go over the sprinkler heads or
I'd be like, Mom, he's been out there for like 6 hours and he's only done down by the mailbox.
And you're like sweating and no one cares.
It's the worst.
No one cares.
You'd see like rich people with a big yard and a riding lawnmower and you're like, what the fuck?
We did have a riding lawnmower when I lived on the farm because our yard was huge. But again, I think I was too young to be on that thing.
My parents were like, I thought lawnmowers must have been $1 zillion because I was like, we're going to just try and like resuscitate the same one that we've had for like 10 years. Spend a fucking $129 at Kmart and get one that works.
That is not how our parents rolled, man.
No, they wanted to die on that lawnmower hill. I don't understand it.
Yeah. And then, oh man, I do have to say another thing. It's the movie thing. I don't know what it is, but I remember my Aunt Ree, my Uncle Nolan, which are like my second parents, their daughter Stephanie, who was 2 years younger than me, goes on to marry an ear, nose, and throat doctor, has five kids, super Catholic. So my mom's like, well, there's the one to beat. And I'm like, thanks. And so Stephanie, I'm just going to say it because I don't think she listens to the podcast, but my cousin Stephanie, when she was young, was a real a-hole. And her brother David is like my brother, cousin David. But Stephanie was a brat when we were young. And she was the worst when we went to a babysitter. So much so, not only did she and I fight, but she fought with everyone at the babysitter when she was like six. She was just a like terror. So my Uncle Nolan was like, we're going to go see The Jungle Book. But if I get a bad report from your babysitter, because I was staying with him, she's like, you're not going. We go through the whole day. I am an angel. I am walking the fine line. And my Uncle Nolan shows up and the babysitter was like, Stephanie was really hard today. And Nolan goes, okay, Stephanie, you're not going to the movie. And my Uncle Nolan took me and left Stephanie home. And I feel like I could see her like writing like a death. Like she was like, someday I'll kill Kristen. she won't know it was me. Like, I still think she's like, dear diary, I don't want to see any more of her videos.
It does make it hard. Because we're going out of town this weekend for a show. Go to imomsohard.com and you can see all the places that we're doing shows.
Yes, yes.
But we're going to be gone this weekend. And when my last couple nights, my daughter's been tough and I hadn't done the math that they're just so busy with school.
It's a really...
With these tests at school.
These tests. And we're not even... I mean...
God, there's 1 million things to do at the end of the school year. Like, couldn't we have spaced stuff out a little bit more?
No. We bury this month so fast because we are all nose to the ground, trying to get through, trying to do the work. But I don't know about anybody else. I've never felt more behind. I've never felt more failed. I've never felt more exhausted. No. I can't keep up with the permission slips, the camp list, the things that we're supposed to do for fifth grade graduation. We have our fundraiser. We've had, everywhere I turn, Eleanor is like, can you please sign this permission slip? And I'm like, I don't know. Can you just sign it for me?
I know, like, Delilah was like, you're not going on the field trip to the beach. And I'm like, what field trip to the beach?
Yeah, I know. There's a field trip tomorrow. What? I don't even know where they're going. I'm like, just make sure she gets back at 2.
Sometimes it's best I don't know, so I don't worry about all this shit.
And then I did one better because I feel a little guilt because we've been gone. I signed up for career day, which I'm really excited about. But I didn't know that I would be doing all of the fifth grade classes. It's a giant school. I thought, I'll go talk about what we do. I'm going to talk about my mom so hard. I thought that was cool. And I was like, maybe I'll bring the kids a copy of our children's book. If you haven't read it, it's on Amazon. Because I think it's so cool. And I think they'd get a kick out of it. And then I got the list and they're like, you will stay in one classroom and then we will rotate 300 kids. And I'm like,
300 fifth graders?
Well, I think it's 150. I'm just saying that for effect. Oh, okay. But I have to, my daughter's classroom alone is 38.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and they're like, you can have a PowerPoint presentation. The children love when there's something they can walk away with. And I'm like, I didn't know. It was like, I thought it was like,
I've got some koozies from 2018.
My dad taught us how to make an old fashioned. I don't know. Is that like... my dad came in and sold a used car to an eighth grader. Like, so now I have to like put together a presentation.
I think we got bumper stickers, Kristen. Maybe some wine openers.
I know. I literally have wine openers and bumper stickers. And there was a part of me, I was like, if there wasn't a knife involved wine opener, I'd sort of give one away.
But I mean, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Can you imagine?
There'd you know like, what? You
I get should... called into Mr. Martinez's
We're going to, when is this? We're going to say for success. We're going to send you in there with our YouTube plaque, all that kind of hardware stuff. They'll lose their minds.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you know, as many followers as Mr. Beast.
You know what? Nobody has as many followers as Mr. Beast. You know that son of a bitch is 26?
Yeah. No, he's not. He is not 26 yeah. years old. He's
maybe 27, right? I just watched a video with him.
He's
day.
On the cover of Time magazine.
Like, I mean,
okay,
he's great.
But you were saying, so, but yes, both of our kids are going through standardized testing right now. Can you explain to me why, where does that test go?
There's a point to it. What it does is like, taxpayers, they need accountability to go, look, a lot of money goes to the schools, not as much as it should.
Right.
You know, it goes
or
to,
allocated for the arts, which makes everybody better.
A lot of places. And I also heard this thing about everybody complaining about like how there aren't enough like trades, but like most high schools don't have like shop and trade
training.
We did. Training.
Didn't you?
Yeah, but it's gone.
I know. I think that's
we
such
had music,
a shame.
We had PE, we had all this stuff, and it isn't paid for in this huge state, but we have really great prisons.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm telling you right now, I have no interest in politics.
But it makes if I were
ever going to run for office, I would want to run in a space that just focuses on education.
Yeah.
But I have had too many boyfriends. Look, everybody's going to be like, she did drugs and she had a lot of boyfriends. And I'm going to be like, yeah, you're right. But I was also a teacher in a low-income school and I have a master's degree. And like, let's figure some shit out. I've had some kids.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
But now,
it doesn't matter anymore.
Now that just makes me cool.
Yeah.
Now I would just...
No,
but I'm saying like, I would just want to focus. I would want to bring back so many of those, the trades. Not because I think we're targeting a certain particular student. Because I took leather making and it was so awesome. It was awesome.
I know, but we take the money from the schools and then wonder why people like don't have legitimate means to income because they're not employable.
Right.
Because they didn't like if they're not going to college, then what else are they gonna do? You know, they're not learning.
Trade school is so awesome.
Long story. But anyways, these in every state you have these tests because people want to know, are the schools doing what they're saying they're supposed to do? They have goals like everybody else does.
Yes, they're trying to see if we're hitting the standards, correct?
Yeah. Okay. And they want to make sure too, while we're at the same time, we're going to make sure the teachers are doing their job. Because if you have two teachers in a school, have kids doing great, and then you have this other, maybe the teacher's not doing the best job. And
right.
So she needs additional support.
Well, you could
or
look
whatever.
At the collective numbers and see, but I.
And they do
part
something.
Part of me that does feel like that. I don't know. I know there has to be a test system. I know that that's part of it. I think there are value. There is value to some of this, but 3 weeks of testing just seems so unbelievably dumb to me.
We used to do the Iowa test of basic skills. I don't know if that's what you guys did, but when,
what was it? DABA
Nebraska,
acronym. I just remember
ITBS.
SSR.
Okay, that was something else. We did
USSR. I don't know. This is I was I, in my
that
peak
was a
of
very
attention
different
deficit disorder. Yeah. Jury's out on what I was doing. I was probably taking a driving test and I didn't know. I was like, what?
The acronym for Kristen's was ADHD.
They're like, it's a different kind of test. It's what? Why is no one else taking this test? Why is it just me? And why are you a psychiatrist?
Well, I remember about it. I couldn't get my name to fit in all the bubbles.
Same.
Like, and it was the bubble. It was a Scantron thing. But I remember taking that test all week long for like 7 hours a day. Now they do one a day. So that's why it's 3 weeks because
they realize. Yeah, we would do ours all day long.
It was all day long. They were like, wear sweats,
then
bring
you walk
a water
in
bottle.
And they take down the alphabet. And I'm like, I'm just supposed to know that?
I am only in the sixth grade, you guys.
I was like an eight. I was like 14. I'm like, where? Like, they would take down all their stuff off of the walls because you could get like answers. Remember that?
Yeah.
The rooms would be blank, and I was like, we're in a prison. And yeah. I would have such test anxiety. I don't do well on those.
No.
I panic. Like, you should have seen me take the SAT or the, what is it called? The ADHD, the USSR. What did we take? The ACT.
Oh, God, you should have seen me. I had curlers in my hair because I had dance team pictures immediately following.
You didn't want to miss those. This is me. They're like, the train leaves at this time. The car leaves at this time. And I'm like, but how do they feel about the train? What's where's that option? Can I write in my answer?
Yeah. No, they're not. And
I scored like a chimp.
They stress, too. It's to see what you know. If you don't know it, you don't know it. It's not. But there's also the, like, those scores do follow you.
Like, I agree. I hate that they do.
Yeah.
I think there's different measures of intelligence, but when you're talking about big groups of people, it's just to get data.
They do now, which is why I think my daughter is like cross-eyed and it's like terrible. Exhausted. She's in third grade and they had one question they had to write 10 paragraphs on today. That's long.
That's insane.
Right? That's why I said to my husband, I'm like, she's cooked, man. Let her just zone out in front of the TV and go to bed early. Like,
and those tests, man, they make me mad because I just think there's people that are just good at them. I dated this guy and he was like, you know, and he did very well on them. That annoyed me. And he was like, well, I just always think like, how can I beat the test maker? Like, the guy making the test. I go, let me tell you what I've never thought. That I'm thinking, how do I like myself after this day? Like, what you're thinking about, like, how to strategically watch me play chess and you'll understand everything about how I take standardized tests.
I used to get so nervous about the time as it was going because they would say, like, you have this much time to complete this, or halfway or whatever.
I was always like, first done. I was like, I'm out.
I remember not going back and reading questions and then just going, oh, I'll just answer this. And so I always had, because I do this, even in my life now, I will have like an arbitrary rule in my head where it was like, the first way I did this was the way I'm always going to do it. You know, it's like your Mexican food experience. Like, you're always going to like the same kind of Mexican food you grew up on or whatever, you know?
It's always a number 13. It's a combo. It's a,
right?
It's a chicken like, enchilada and a soft chicken taco. Thank you very much.
Exactly. And so in my head, I was like, well, I know what they're trying to do here. If I can't answer this question without going back to the text, then I clearly didn't understand it.
Yeah.
So let me just give them what they want. And this
Yep. And let me be the failure. And I'm going to walk out feeling bad.
And my kids, both of them, they do great in school, but both of them have their lowest is reading comprehension.
Reading comprehension, people, it is so much harder than what we think it is. Interpretation of reading something is really complex. It uses a lot of parts of your brain. We think because the text is in front of us, it should be the easiest one. It's not literal.
Yeah.
It's interpretive. And they're giving you texts that have answers that they feel are correct. So when I took the CSET to go to grad school to teach, oh my God, that test is like the LSAT and it's in English and it was so hard. I took it 4 times. My husband took his the night after I had a baby and passed, and I was furious. Also, terrible study skills and a terrible GPA in his undergrad. I would just like to say mine was so much better. So, but I do think that test, they would do this thing where you had to write an essay in reaction to, and you know, something that you read, and each person that checked your test would take from your score. So like if you started with 10 points, you would read mine, you'd dock me 3 points. Then I have 7 points. Then the next person would dock me 3. So your score, like you would just hope that you had some points left by the end.
Cow.
I was like,
now you're throwing math in there. My head is just spinning, Kristen. I know.
All I'm saying is those tests are really hard and reading comprehension is way harder than we think it is because we think just because you have access to the document,
yes,
that you're going to, that the answer is in there on the page. Like,
yes,
you know, because sometimes my daughter does do that on her reading comprehension where she's like, I go, you can literally just go back and find the sentence. But some of it is interpreting,
English teacher, you guys. No, but honestly, like they...
Synthesizing.
Part of it is like my daughter is at the stage now where she goes back and underlines directly, like yeah, find the reading, clue. Yep. But then it's like, what was left out? Like, what does that infer?
Right.
From that. And I always felt like those were trick questions. And
they are trick questions.
There's sometimes when I'm helping her with her homework where I still don't get it. And I don't think I'm like, I love reading. I you know what actually helped me like figuring out that more than anything else in life was when I worked as a pharmaceutical rep, they teach you how to read studies.
Yeah.
And there's like there's a thing to it. Like you don't extrapolate anything that's not on the page.
Right. Because like, it's a study. You can't make that shit up.
Yeah. It's, yeah. You can't take a percentage. I think we can both
agree
assume what this is.
It's a, they're not
about
really
heart
sure.
Disease.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything taught me to be as specific or like read as specifically as that did.
Also, why are we going to teach kids how to take one of those tests if you're not going to take those tests in your life? Also, it is one of those things too where access, like you can get, you know, yeah. SAT training, you can get ACT training, you
yeah.
can, and it feels like that is reserved for a certain demographic. Yeah. But I think that test taking in itself is its own thing. And some people are good at it and some people are bad at it, but those tests are equally hard. They're so taxing for a young brain. I think they're necessary, but God, like Eleanor's coming home. Like she looks like she like needs a scotch and a cigar.
She's I know.
Like, she comes home. We went to the doctor and Eleanor has some stomach stuff. And they were like, it's really important that she gets 30 minutes every day she comes home. She gets 30 minutes where she just unwinds. Like, yeah. Let her, because she's you know, they're thinking like maybe she's high strung and she's like nervous and she's got anxiety. So we're trying to like calm her down. That girl comes in and she's like, Alexa, set a timer for 30 minutes. And she's like, shuts the door. And
it's
like
me time.
You know, she's like watching MASH.
Yeah.
Like she needs to like unwind. It's hard. Those tests are hard.
Yeah. And my husband yesterday. So
fun times at home, right?
Oh,
before you leave for the road.
There's a girl in her class that is mean. God, if anybody listens to this, will know.
You're not saying anybody's name.
She got caught cheating.
with an Apple Watch.
She just wrote on her hand.
How answers. Would you even know what to write? The alphabet?
It wasn't that test.
That one.
It was like, they're doing all their regular stuff while they're doing. That's what my problem is. They're doing their Eureka math. They're doing homework helper.
I think we press pause on a lot of stuff. At least that's what I'm
should,
getting.
But we're doing it. And so they have these quizzes. Kids are kind of freaking out. You know, it's a lot of freaking work. You've got.
It's a
so,
very busy time.
And my husband was like, oof, I cheated in school one time. And I was like, you did? And I'm thinking he's going to say like fourth grade or something like that. He was like, yeah, sophomore year. I'm like,
that's when I got to cut. I cheated one time sophomore year. One time.
Mine was second grade and it was the twos multiplication tables.
How did you cheat?
There was a girl who was in front of me and she was just going through them so fast and her name was Tracy and I just looked over her shoulder and the teacher brought us up to her desk and she was like, hey, one of you guys cheated and we're both like staring at the teacher and I look over at Tracy and literally one of her eyes is like going like way away from the teacher. She's got like a patch on one eye.
No,
like
Jenny.
No, everybody thought it was Tracy. And honestly, I was like, fucking everybody thinks it's Tracy. I go, I
it
did
was
it.
Me.
I cheated
Good for
off
you.
Of her.
Good for
I
go, you owning up.
I go, I couldn't get it done in time. See, that's fucking time things. I couldn't get it
yeah,
done in time. I panicked.
Timing
but
is terrible.
It taught me.
I cheated my sophomore year. I was not ready for a quiz in history class. And it was so blatant. And I was sitting next to Andrew Lucas, who was super smart. And he was that guy we'd always do current events. And he was like on the news today. And I was like, why are you watching the news? So he was like, just burning through this test. And I was like, I didn't read anything. And I was in my cheerleading uniform and I was like panicked. And I had a pretty good grade in the class. So I was like, oh shit. So I was like, Andrew, fucking let me see your paper, whatever. And he literally slid it over to this. The teacher leaves the room, slid it over to the side. I'm at this point, I forget that I'm cheating. I am leaning over I have got his paper in my hand. I'm like copying it. And I give it back and the teacher walks in And he walks to the end of my desk and he's standing there and all I can see is his brown pants. And he's like, Kristen, you know that my office has a glass wall. And I go, nope. And he goes,
I also didn't know when the Constitution was signed, as you can tell by the empty spaces on this test. Not a good day.
And I go, I would like to start crying now. And then I cried like I had murdered somebody because I got busted. And it was was so uncomfortable for everybody. I think he was kind of like, just say you did it. You're going to, you're going to get a zero on it. You're going to take your lumps. But it was like such an explosion of emotion. I'd like to just circle back to my new diagnosis of being attention deficit and having a hard time. But I really didn't know anything about the Constitution. That was a hard day.
Honestly, I never noticed a window back there at all,
sir. I actually think history is really hard. And I think history is really hard.
I remember getting a 9% on a geography test in the third grade.
I would 100% get a 9%.
I got a 9% and I remember it brought it home. My dad went, yeesh.
9? Yeah, like, Jesus.
He was like,
did you get any right?
No.
One time they were like, where
I got Italy right.
Of course, because it looked like a boat.
You kidding me? The rest, I was like,
I don't know.
Hungania? Yeah, no, I had no idea what shit was.
I remember they asked, they said, where would you find chili? And I said, in a cookbook. That on my thing. And they
you
were like,
you tell me that's wrong, teacher.
I go, and they go, it's geography.
Chile?
And I was like, you're going to tell me how you were in Chile? Okay.
I'm pretty sure I had some
I'm
going to
say I get half on that, teach. Yeah. I get half on that,
Ooh, I would not study French and just thinking I would have retained it in class and I would be like, also, I get one out of three, right?
I am amazed at how I can convince myself I know something on those tests. I can go into a space in my brain where I think there's activity ahead of my head. I'm some genius and I don't know what anything means. It is absolutely me faking it.
Oh my God. And I remember doing it. Neutrons and electrons and stuff. And I was like, I could not know this less. I don't understand.
Hard. Balancing equations.
Oh my
chemistry
God.
Was really
was
hard.
So
I liked
hard.
Biology. Chemistry was hard. Yeah. I remember that being hard.
I remember being in biology. This happened twice in my life. In biology and in English, getting accused of cheating when I wasn't.
They were based on your track record, this paper is far too good.
No, I was probably just like, eh, you went from nine, right? Are we saying, is everybody saying fuck it? She's like, what are you talking about there, Smedley? Out in the hall. I was out in the hall in biology more than I was inside. There was no way I was going to ever learn anything.
Oh,
too
no.
many friends in there. I sat behind Steph. She was hilarious. But I remember being in English, and it was my senior year, and the teacher would always be like, all right, I'm going to put you with these guys because obviously they didn't read the Shakespeare we're supposed to read. So can you help them with this whatever?
Yeah.
And then so I always would. I'd always done it, and I would share my answers with the group. And then I remember we were taking a test on Beowulf, and you could use your study guide.
Yeah.
But I had been sick for 2 days, so I didn't have my study guide filled out. So I took somebody's study guide and wrote down the answers that she had given in class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I could use it on the test. And she goes, oh, I can't,
drama.
I can't believe you would do this. And I was like,
how dare you?
But you can use it on the test and you gave the answers. I just happened to not be there that day. So really what would be happening is I'd just be fucked over if I didn't get to use it.
I see your side on that. Yeah. I remember in sixth grade, I had a history teacher and he was also our principal. His name was Mr. Myers. He has passed away and he was fantastic. We would go to his cabin and in the summer and I would say, now that we're casual and we're at your cabin, can I call you Rich? And he's like, absolutely not. So I would call him, I had to call him Mr. Myers forever. But he was our history teacher and he found me annoying, which was fair because it was sixth grade and who isn't? And he gave us a history test and we had to write an essay about whatever question he asked that I did not know. And he goes, I've never read anything that literally said nothing for seven full paragraphs.
Yeah.
And I think you believe yourself, but you said nothing. None of this.
You're welcome, sir.
Makes sense. And I'm like, I'm highly verbal.
What you're saying is I got to see.
I think what you're saying is I passed it. I think what you're saying is it's a framer.
Yeah.
I think what you're going to tell Terry is that I'm killing it and that, like,
I'm only hearing good things, Rich.
You know what, Rich?
Only good things.
I feel like I'm going to be at your cabin this summer. I'm going to be water skiing and we're going to be laughing about that. Am I right?
I mean, the hubris of every high school student is like, oh, I hope there's essay questions because I can really confuse this teacher who's been doing it for 40 years with using lots of prepositions and names from the book.
Yeah. Like using I'm like, nobody has done that more than me. So when I became an English teacher and I was reading, I had this wonderful kid. He was a great kid. He got in trouble for cheating. So I knew what he was at my school for.
Sure.
And I knew where he was at.
Manslaughter, probably.
Yeah, manslaughter. And I knew where he was at in his education. And he handed in an essay. And it was for a scene. It was so he could graduate. And I go, dude, this is not your paper. Do you want to tell me right now you cheated? Do you want to tell me now that you cheated? Or do you want to tell me this is your paper? And he's like, no, it's my paper. It's my paper. Okay. What does the word concede mean? What does the word, and I went through the vocabulary and he couldn't get it. And I go, also, you copied and pasted from Google. All I had to do was put in one sentence. We don't even have AI yet.
Up.
And it was somebody else's literal paper. Like he didn't even, it was like it was like the first one on Google. Like here, you know, here's the thing on this book. And I was like,
oh my God.
And I go,
you guys have it so these young
these
people.
Guys.
This was what was cheating on a paper was when we were in high school. You had to use 3 to 10 sources and you used the bulk of it from one. That was cheating.
And you went to the library. And
you had to do the cards. Remember filling out the cards?
Oh my God, the cards.
My God.
The bibliography card. And if you didn't have it underlined and the grammar and the period.
Yes.
And then,
you had to have what page it was on, like all the stuff at the top of the card.
I actually find the citing of materials now really hard. Like knowing like what.
I don't even know how to do it.
It's really complicated.
Internet, right?
It's digital and you have to do like these little numbers and it has to correlate. It's a lot. And I had to do it in grad school and I had two babies and I was barely making it and I had to do research papers somehow.
Ma'am, this research paper doesn't say anything. There's so many words.
But I think what you're saying is I got to see. I think what you're saying is I'm going to be at your cabin this summer and we're going to be water skiing and we're going to find this funny.
That's the best way to get a good grade.
I think there is a degree in rhetoric and I think I just did it, right? Like you just circle the drain. You don't say anything. Someday I'm going to make a career of that.
Talk about getting into politics, Kristen. I think you just found.
I will be running for city council. Oh God, no, I won't. They'll be like, she can't sit down at these meetings and she's mad at everybody. City council, everybody that's on city council deserves like a high five because I couldn't sit and listen to people complain.
I used to have to go to all of those meetings when I worked at a newspaper and wrote for the newspaper. And it was like,
kill me.
There'd be like county roads build like meetings that I would be at on like a Tuesday night. And I'm like, why am I not at a bar right now?
I'd be like, let me bring my flask. I did have to go. This is actually a funny story. I did have to go to a city council meeting to defend. It's not defend. They were trying to get their beer and wine license for the theater.
Oh.
And so they would have people from the community come in to defend that these guys would, my husband and his team would be a good group to have on a bar in the neighborhood. So you go defend the alcohol license. And I was so pregnant. I think I had Finn 8 days later. So I was like, you know, I think overall they're pretty responsible. You know, I think it's not a place where they're going to like get really hammered. You know, it's just beer, wine, you know, and they're like, ma'am.
It's where I go to get
listen,
all my alcohol.
Where do you think this happened?
Yeah.
am I right? High five, Joe. You guys, high fives. All the way around.
I have a mom box.
Okay.
It's from Nick. It's a girl.
It's a girl.
Nikki.
Oh, I was like, Nick.
But I love it. I love this. So it's just Nick with a heart, N-I-K with a heart. Okay.
Ooh, I like that, Nick.
Hey, ladies, as a military wife and a mom of five, let me just, I just made
Wait,
me
is
tired.
It my cousin Stephanie?
She goes by Nick.
Don't tell her.
Quit showing off, Stephanie. God. Okay. Just let me tell y'all how much I look forward to Tuesdays because of you. We recently moved to a new duty station, and I'm still trying to figure out where exactly I belong and make my mom friends. Y'all help me keep my sanity while patiently waiting for things to finally come together. My husband and I went to your show at the MGM in National Harbor. That's the Maryland show, right?
Oh, yeah. I was like, that's the one that's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but it was so fun.
Yep. And it was seriously one of the best nights of my life. Aww. I'm so excited y'all came back with merch, and I'm totally in love with this hoodie. It's so soft and cozy. My husband bought it for me for my birthday in April. Just thought I'd share a pic and tell you all how much I love you.
And I did see the pic. It's so cute.
It's adorable.
Yeah. So is that how that works? Like, as a family in the military, you get like, you move to a new base, and then that must be so tough. Like, you don't know anybody then, right? Like,
no.
It's not like they move five families at the same time. They
Every
just
once
say,
in a while there'll be an overlap where you'll know somebody. But a lot of times it's like you're not on the same like cycle or whatever. Right. So it's like they'll come like a year or two after you or like.
So you'll move to a base and then the officer in the family or their active military person will get sent to Afghanistan or we'll have to go serve for a year somewhere?
It can happen that way. We didn't have that. When I was growing up, my dad, he would have to do these things they called TDYs, and I called them traveling daddies. I don't know what it really like stood for. USSR? I don't
USSR
know.
USSR ADHD?
Yeah.
A lot of acronyms.
One of those.
CBAC, SBAC.
But there
VBAC.
Was a lot of travel, but he wasn't gone like for months at a time. But I know like there's a lot of bases that you can go to like if you're in Jackson or like you're,
but they bring the families there in order to have access to the people that are active. Is that correct? Or do you work there?
They don't care about the families at all. I don't think, I mean, there's not a lot of concern for that. They're just like, this is where we need a whole bunch of Marines to be at this base right now. So if there's housing there, that's where they would keep them and then send the Marines off to someplace else.
Yeah.
So it's hard. You guys, being a mom is so hard, let alone like
with five. I mean,
five. And
that's how many my cousin is.
And gosh, and you might be on your own a lot. And a lot of these military families, they're both military.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
mom and dad are like.
We meet so many military moms and they seem to have it so together and they're so calm. And I'm like, I would lose it. I hate moving.
Oh my God. No kidding.
We would all just have a backpack and be like, no one's putting anything on the walls. Everything's going to be inflatable.
Everything's broken.
Yeah,
everything is like from wherever you just came from. It's like when we moved to Nebraska, like all of our furniture was Japanese because my parents were stationed in Japan.
Wow.
So we had like all these.
How old was Jeff when they moved from there? Or were you weren't born there. So.
I wasn't. Jeff was born in Japan. And so we moved from Japan and we were in Falls Church, which is right by National Harbor. That could be where they are. There's a couple bases there.
Oh, interesting.
So we were in Virginia and then I was born in Virginia and then we moved to Nebraska.
And to Offutt?
Yeah.
Okay.
To Offutt. And then we moved from there to Scott, which is in St. Louis.
So you moved from Nebraska to Scott, then back to Nebraska.
And then back to Nebraska. And my dad had gotten orders. He was an officer. So he, I don't know if they get a little bit more like
grace. Well, there's definitely
a warning maybe because he was close to retiring and we were supposed to move to Turkey. We were going to be stationed at a base in Turkey. And he goes, I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
Because he was lieutenant colonel and like, you're like, well, maybe I could be a full colonel. You know, like our friend Ashley that we just saw, that she's a full colonel now.
She's just sitting at, we're playing top golf.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm a lieutenant colonel.
No, like, she's like, I'm a full colonel now.
She didn't even say it. She's like,
yeah,
the kids are good. I'm a colonel. I'm like,
yeah. So
like
I just said, yeah.
So your essays don't just have.
Yeah,
useless
no, and
words.
She also has a master's degree just because. Like,
yeah.
She's
Everybody's better than me.
Yeah, no.
It's really, I.
Nick, look, we hope you find your people. And if you're from that area, reach out to us and we'll hook you guys up.
Yeah.
You guys got to look out for your fellow mommies in the military, especially. Man,
I think that must be very hard and lonely. And it must be hard because I remember, like, especially when the kids were little, like, and maybe people did this differently, but there were days where, especially when Eleanor was like just toddling and Finn was like on the go, I would get up and I would think, when do I get to go to sleep? Like I would go, how do I compartmentalize my day to make
it
from?
How am I going
to
fill this day?
How am I going to fill this day? And my, I have to give it to my husband. He would get social stuff on the calendar. Like he would say, text Jen, see if she can hang out. Like, because I would just go in this motion and I would not have any, social in, you know, interactions with anybody.
Because you then, can go all day and not and it would do have me, done
every
anything.
Every time we would hang out, I would feel better. And but I did remember it was like hard to make new friends because I was like, look, my kid's in the middle of potty training. So we have his potty in the middle of the floor and he's probably going to come in and take a dump at some point. So I hope that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's why, like, mom friends are perfect because you don't need to do any of the backstory.
No.
You just skip to the...
And
like,
I didn't want to have to clean my house and I didn't want to have to clean my kids. And I was like, can we just... if I didn't get the vibe that me coming as is was going to be good enough, I just didn't did it. If I felt like my kid was going to ruin your house or like I was going to... can't. So,
no.
But then that kind of makes you on some level, you are being a little picky too of who you're spending your time with. You know what I mean?
I say don't make any self-judgments at all. Don't be hard on yourself if you're a mom who's by herself, has, especially if you have little toddlers at home, because you are isolated. They're not going to talk back to you in any sort of way that's going to like make you feel better about anything.
But I'm saying, you would say to her, go out and make friends,
right?
Do something.
And you will like you will find the right people, because the ones that are too demanding or too picky are going to fucking fall away from you and let them go. Just let them go. Let this be the one time in your life where you're like, I'm going to be totally selfish. I'm going to be like, here's where I'm at. Love me for me or don't.
Yeah.
Because somebody will.
But when you're like that, you always attract other people that are like that, and it feels great.
It's going to feel good to them too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember feeling like I have a friend named Trish, and she was my friend who had two boys and they were really close in age. And then I went on to have two kids that were the same age difference, except it's kind of like Delilah. It was like, but hers are 2 years older. So older than Finn, same age as Finn. And then I had Eleanor. And I went to her house and we were in the throes of potty training because I could not have two in diapers. I was dying. And I go, I have Finn's potty. And she goes, put it down. She goes, put it in the middle of the room.
Yeah. Let him watch TV there.
She's like, it's fine. She's like, my kids don't have pants on right now. And I'm like, I love her. It was, and you know, I would go in and I never felt like she looked at me like I wasn't together or I had to ask her how to start an Excel spreadsheet because I'd never done it before. And it was the dumbest thing that I've ever asked because it was literally just clicking a button. And for her to like look at me and go, no, it's totally confusing. And I was like, you clicked once. It wasn't that confusing. She made me feel like it was complicated and she understood. And I just was very grateful to have that kind of friendship. Her yard was a mess and we loved it. The kids were on like scooters and everybody was covered in dirt. It was glorious.
I think you find that person because you are that person.
Yeah.
So just go, just reach out. We always say that. Just like.
It's hard when you have to make the first move. She's got five kids. That must be hard. But
you know what? Let me tell you. Just go to a park. Let your kids play. Sit down next to somebody and go, fucking kids, man. See what they say, because if she nods her head, you've found new people.
Yeah, somebody who's sitting back on the park bench, you know, like chilling.
Yeah.
That's who you need to find.
Somebody who strategically goes to a park that's fenced in so they can zone out a little bit.
Oh, my God. If I didn't have a map of those, who makes a park that doesn't have a fence?
A man.
That's absolutely true.
Stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
I want that fence, and if somebody leaves that gate open, I will park in front of it with my body and be like, we shut this. We shut this.
I can tell you there was a park that we used to have that was not, it was our first choice because our first choice was, it was so small and it was boxed in and I could breathe. But if we had to go to park two, there was one of those empty gates, and every time a dad would go in, he would leave it open.
No.
So I put our big ass stroller in front of it and literally locked everybody in. And I think at one point some people looked at me and they were like, can you do that? And I was like, and they were like, it's brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I will. I'll stand there and I'll shut it. Like
it was
an exaggerated motion.
It was the best.
Especially if you're at a park like in the city where there's like busy streets around. Come on.
Why wouldn't you put a fence around it? And now there's like, well, this is not where Jen and I live.
We need invisible fencing.
I end up going to a collar on your kid. Yeah, I end up going to a fancy part of town.
Oh.
And I didn't mean to. Waze took me through a weird part of town. It was like Holmby Hills or something. It's like, it's so rich that you don't know it exists. They make it hard to get to because it's so rich.
Oh, the Beverly Hills people are like, ooh, Holmby
Hills. Literally, I drove through and they were like, we've got a stranger among us.
Yeah.
Like,
we're going to follow her in one of these Ford Escort van.
They've got all their spyware on me.
The Ford Escapes that say security on them. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all driving Teslas, by the way. They're like, and I'm like, don't worry. I'm going through the valley. Okay. But their park is like, I was like, oh, this is how the other half lives.
I know what park you're talking about.
The one with the freaking
lawn bowling too.
Yep.
Oh my God. It is the nicest park. And when you walk in there, people look at you like, what the fuck are you doing
here?
Yeah,
we didn't invite you. Meanwhile, the park that we went to where we used to live, I was like, kids, don't sit on that. You're going to get sepsis. Like,
he's doing is called shooting up. Leave him alone. Walk back away from him. Walk
you know
away.
What? He's keeping the fence closed.
You know, he's fine.
He's
don't ask
job,
him.
Just,
he doesn't need juice. Get away from
nobody
him.
Nobody needs you to stare at him. We're going to use a little bit of social control
100%.
Here. Yeah, that's and you know what? I'll take my shitty little park as long as there's a fence.
Go to a shitty park. You'll
go
meet
to a shitty park. You'll find me there.
Yeah. Then you'll start bringing her coffee, and then you'll start bringing her a roadie.
Yeah, and then you'll start living life.
Yeah.
I think we podcasted.
I think so too.